Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I've got a little story I'm going to share with you about a project I was working on, which really, to me, is a perfect example of how stuff gets in the way of your life and how life is challenging and why a lot of people never succeed in life. It's just one of those things. But before I do that and come up with this story for you that should be helpful, I want to share this with you. Guys, I've been doing this for 37 years. Once a year, we have this big giant event called the Expo. Once a year, thousands of people come in, meet, greet, exchange information, network, come in for educational classes and road trips out to apartment complexes to learn how to do what we do. For 37 years, I've been taking people that have been living lives of quiet desperation in many cases. Not everybody. A lot of people come in are already financially secure, but they don't see any way to get out of the rat race type of situation. They can't get out of the little squirrel cage. They get up every day and they go to work, and they don't see how it's ever going to end. Some of you are pushing the rock, I call it. You know, you have those hard, laborious jobs. Like today, I've got painters at my house working painting. I've got pool people out there pulling lights out of the pool and, you know, fixing lights. Construction, I mean, it's just everything. There's people everywhere. And it doesn't matter how old you are. If you do construction or if you do painting or if you do, you know, pool repair work, you're doing that until you're old, until you're gray, until you can't move anymore. And unless you can figure out how to change that, how you can replace that income somehow, you're stuck. There's just no way to get around it. So for 37 years, I've been helping people figure out how to create a second stream of income, a passive or a more passive stream of income. What does passive stream of income even mean? Well, when I bought my first rent house, it was amazing to me. I get up every day and go to work. I work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week at a health club called Bally's Health Clubs in Houston, President's First Lady Health Clubs. I did that for 12 years, and I love doing it. So that's an interesting thing. Sometimes you like your job. I liked the job. I just didn't like 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. I wanted a life, but that's okay. I liked the job enough, and it was something I enjoyed doing, being around fitness because I was a competitive bodybuilder. So it was okay. But in the back of my head, I knew I had no life. None. Zero. Zilch. And I saw there was no way to get out of it. And I also saw there was no way to continue to work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week for the rest of my life. Then Black Monday came, which was when the stock market took a great crash. And I had funds in the stock market, so I lost some funds in the stock market. And I thought to myself, you know, I thought I was going to save my way out of this thing. My boss had told me, here's what you do. You work twice as much as anybody else. Everybody else works 40 hours a week. You work 60. Then you live on a pittance and save large chunks of money. And very early on in your life, maybe by 40, you'll have enough money saved up that you can retire and not have to work till you're 50 and 60 years of age as hard as most people do. And so I thought that was, you know, pretty good plan. Had no other plan myself. I wasn't getting rich working in a health club, that's for sure. So I figured I'd save up my money and put it in the stock market and, you know, just keep going on. Then when I lost a large chunk of money, I had this conversation with myself. I said, self, you can't do this for another 12 years to fill this bucket back up again. This isn't going to work. You need to find another way to be able to retire, or at least to get to another job or something where you don't work so much. And so one of the things I did was I quit, and for a while, and told my boss I just can't do it anymore. And you know, that becomes one approach to life, is to quit. And I did that, and he called me back because I was one of his top guys, and you know, he convinced me to come back to work. And I said, well, I'm not working 6 days a week anymore. We work 12 hours a day. So I convinced him to let me work 4 days a week. And at 4 days a week, 12 hours a day, that's still 48 hours a week. It's still a lot. And I did that for some time. But while I was doing that, I now could see, because working 4 days a week is like a vacation. You got 3 days off. Before, I only had 1 day off. Now this was like a vacation every week to me. But it gave me the time, the first time in my life since I started working those hours, to think, to step back from it all and to think, what am I doing? Where am I going? What do I want to get out of my life? And that's when I realized the concept that I was living this life of quiet desperation, that I was in this you know, rat wheel going around and round and round and round and round and round. I didn't do the heavy labor stuff. I didn't push the rock like guys that have labor jobs do. We get up and work hard and push the rock every day. But I did have this, you know, squirrel cage kind of job where I got up every day and did the same thing 12 hours a day. So I decided that, hey, it was time. I needed to find something else. And I looked around. And I looked at everything you could think of. I looked at owning little, you know, like franchises. I tried every kind of franchise, including Subway franchise, McDonald's franchise, Burger King. I looked at them all. And all of them, you had to come up with, you know, anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 to $200,000 to $1 million for a McDonald's. And then you had to go through their training program, and then you had to work. You put up all this money. I go, if you put up all the money, why do you have to work? That doesn't make any sense. Then I found real estate investing. And, man, were there a lot of people out there. Dave Delgado, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Vu, The Milans, Ron Grand, Carlin Cheats, Robert Kiyosaki, even Donald Trump had seminars. And the seminar concepts were these late night, midnight madness guru kind of something for nothing, instantaneous, gratificationally diseased ideas. And I knew that that wasn't going to get anywhere. But in and amongst all that, I took out a few basic understandings, and that was of asset ownership. If you're ever going to be wealthy, you're going to need to own assets. You've got to go buy and hold assets. I also learned a thing about called cash flow. You're never going to retire unless you can replace your earned income with cash flow of some kind. Whereas having money in a bank and a 401k and IRA or whatever, paying off your house, doesn't provide income for you. You can't retire with no income. So I understood that concept. And therein lies how I got out of it. In just 2.5 years, at 34 years of age, I retired. Now, after that, I started teaching real estate. People asked me to do it. It's another great story I've told many, many times on air. But people demanded that I teach them how to do it. I did. Said, how did you retire at 34? And I said, okay, no problem. I'll teach you. And then it turned into Lifestyles Unlimited. So here we are 37 years later. Thousands and thousands of members. I've been told there's been over 50,000 people that come through our course in the last 37 years. And I don't know how many of them. I ran into one the other day at a restaurant, and they were talking about they had come in and bought 3 rent houses and done very well, made a large amount of money with it. And you know, I asked them why they quit, and they said, well, because we made all this money, and then all of a sudden we had kids, and all of a sudden we had 2 jobs. I had a full-time job. She had a full-time job. We had kids. We were busy. There was baseball, and there was soccer, and this and that. And I thought about it. Wow. There's so many reasons why people don't get to the end of the tunnel where they own enough houses or one small apartment to be able to retire. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. If you don't plan to succeed, then you plan by default to fail. And failure can mean many different things to different people. But to me, failure is being miserable. If you're out there and you're going to work every day and you see no end, the tunnel doesn't have an end, then to me, I would be miserable because I was already by 30. I was miserable. I wanted out. And so I retired by 34. What I'm saying to you is there is an end in sight if you'll just make the decision to look into it. There's no commitment. You're not spending any money. You just need to look into it and see what's available. Then secondly, you have to take action. You go, okay, I made the decision. Now I'm going to go do something. This expo's in San Antonio. You're going to have to get on a plane, fly there probably. If you're in Texas, you can drive there. It's the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. If you want to go on the bus tour, you be there Thursday and go on the bus tour. If you don't want to, and by the way, you need to register for these things. You can't just show up. Because there is limited space on some of these events. So you got to sign up. And the way you do that is text the word EXPO to 88007. Then Thursday is the Thursday is the bus tour, I'm sorry, and then Friday and Saturday is the expo. So you want to get to these things. There's all kinds of events going on. There's all kinds of networking going on. This whole thing is at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center. And you're going to need to have a room if you're coming in from out of town. I've already got my room. And, you know, it's one of those things that you just got to do. If you don't do it, you won't find out. I don't know how many people over the years, 37 years, people come and they go, man, I had no idea. I've been listening to you. I've been thinking about it forever. And they never do it. Then all of a sudden, one day, they come to the expo. And they go, my gosh, I've never met so many people who are so nice. They're so willing to share the ideas of how it works. There's no secret. We're going to tell you exactly what we do. In fact, I'm going to, from stage, show you exactly what we do and how we make our money, so that you can walk away knowing. That's why you're there. You want to know what you don't know. What's going on behind the curtain is what you really want to know. Then once I show it to you, then you're going to go out and talk to hundreds, if not thousands of people. How many? I don't know how much of a networker you are, but you can go talk to 100 people and say, is this really true? I mean, we've been here 37 years. Think about that. It's not like we've been here 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. We've been here 37 years. We've been through market ups and market downs. We've seen it all. And we're still here, and people are still retiring by picking up enough streams of passive income to retire. And a lot of times it's interesting that the retirement doesn't come because you just decided it. I don't know how many times I've been working with people, mentoring them and consulting them, and they call me up almost laughing. What's going on? Says, well, I got some good news and bad news. Well, what is the good news? What is the bad? Which one do you want to give me first? Well, the bad news first. What's that? I just got fired. I said, well, what's the good news? They gave me 6 months pension. I've already got enough real estate to retire. And with the 6 months pension and the real estate to retire, I'm done. It's over. And they forced my hand. I didn't even have to make the decision, which is probably pretty interesting because my spouse would not have liked that if I did that. You know, just tell your spouse, I'm not going to work anymore. So, you know, to be let go like that might even be a blessing to some people because they're forced to make a decision they really don't want to make. Because for some reason, people believe that you're going to make more money and more money and more money and more money at your job for the rest of your life. And that at some point you're going to make so much money, life's going to be easy. It just doesn't work that way, guys. It just doesn't work that way. You make more money and then you spend more money, and you make more money and you spend more money. It doesn't ever change. So you have to learn how to build additional streams of income, something that's on top of what you're already earning, something that you can keep separate and let that nest egg grow and become real wealth if you're ever going to get to that point where you can retire. So you need to get here to this expo. You need to text the word expo to 88007 and get in here. I would like to see you go on the bus tour and on the other 2 days. But if you can't get to the bus tour, at least go in the other 2 days and learn this stuff. You want to be at the fireside for sure. Now, there are parties if you're a party animal. If you know, some people network better where there's cocktails and food and stuff and they mingle, it's easier. Some people network better when it's just serious networking. We have those networking events also. We have classes. We have the passive classes where we have a passive panel of people that are going to get up that have been in these deals passively because they have jobs and they don't have time to do the real estate, but they can do it passively and they're going to talk about that. We've got women real estate investors, men real estate investors, and kid real estate investors. We've got I think now something like 5 kids that have bought an apartment complex before they were 20 years of age. They actually fight for who did it first. There are actually 5 people in a row that have done it before they're 20 years old. So it's kind of crazy, but it's good stuff. And you want to come and see this because seeing is believing. I'm from Missouri. Missouri is the show me state. I believe none of what I hear and only half of what I see. So by coming to an event like this and being able to meet these people and see them, ask them the questions. I always laugh and I say, you know, look, you go there with your spouse and your spouse goes, look, honey, he's got the same shoes on you have. He's dressed the same way you are. He combs his hair the same way you do. I mean, it's just hilarious that people of a certain ilk tend to look alike. They tend to think alike. They definitely design their life the same way. That get up and go to work every day for the rest of your life and put your money in a 401k and hope by the time you're done you have a pile of money you can live off of. And when you finally get fired or you quit, then the goal is to die before you run out of money. That's really what it's all about. Live the life of quiet desperation and then die before you run out of money. So we want to get you in there. Hey, I'm pushing you hard today. I'm pushing you hard because this is the last shot. If I don't get you in there this weekend, if you don't come, I miss you. Another whole year, won't be another chance to do that. Yeah, you can come to our classes. You can sign up whenever you want. But it's not the same as seeing thousands of people tell you it works. That really leaves an impression you want to get. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. And remember, text the word EXPO to 88007. We'll be right back.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Tired of chasing trends or guessing what works? Lifestyles Unlimited teaches a strategy-focused approach to real estate investing that starts with education. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. This is the last day before the Expo, Lifestyles Unlimited's Expo, once a year, giant meeting. I want you to be there. You need to sign up today. You need to be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, or if you can only come one day, but you need to get there and see it's real. You know, you listen to this thing on the radio all the time. You don't know it's real. You say, man, I don't know. It sounds pretty good, but who knows? Probably isn't even real. You need to go. You need to see this, even if you only come for one day, but see that there's thousands of people that have done this over 37 years. To get in, you need to text the word EXPO to 88007. That's 88007 and get a $100 discount off of the pass by texting that word right there. So get in here right away. Now, I told you I was going to tell a story, and I am, because I think it's pretty relevant. Right now, I have all these contractors working on my house. Every spring, we rebuild everything. And one of the things about life you need to understand is that life works in cycles. There's ups, there's downs, there's sideways, there's this and that. But when you live your life and you're going to retire, you have to make enough money not just to pay your food and your gas and your automobile payments, your insurance payments and whatever. You have to make enough money to live and to maintain your lifestyle. So in my house, I have a 16,000 square foot home. I have a gigantic house, gigantic yard, gigantic everything. And so every year we have to pick certain parts of the house and repaint the house, work on landscaping all the time. I mean, it's just a constant regeneration to be able to live in that quality of lifestyle. So right now this year is our bridges. We're doing the bridges and trellises. I have a massive number of trellises at my house. I have a massive number of bridges and fountains. It's just a gigantic wonderland. And so one of the bridges had some rotten wood. And I said, okay, let me get that rotten wood out of there and fix it. And the painters are already working on everything else that doesn't have rotten wood. So I go to start tearing it apart. And, you know, every time I took a board off, I found more rot. That's the way your life is. I mean, it really is. You're going along and you're thinking, okay, I really don't have it that bad. Then your car breaks. And then you go and try to get your car fixed and they go, you know what? It's not just that in your car. You need new tires. Your tires are bald. And you go, my God. So you think you're going in to get an oil change. You think you're going in to get the blinker fixed. And all of a sudden it's, you know, $2,000 or $3,000. You've got to realize that's the way life is. You know, it stuff comes up. So I'm digging into this thing and I'm taking these pieces of wood off thinking, okay, I had a plan. And when I started, I had a very clear plan. I'm going to replace these four slats and I'm going to replace these two cross members for the walk handles or whatever they're called, the rails. And as I dug into it, I go, man, wait a minute. The whole infrastructure underneath of this thing is rotted out after 14 years of living here. It's rotted out. Now, my other bridges, I've already replaced. This one I didn't replace because it was so small, I didn't think it really needed it. And I said, you know, I'm going to have to take it down. I'm going to have to take it down to the infrastructure. And so I'm digging down and I'm replacing boards and I'm fixing things. And what I thought was going to be a 2-hour project turned into an entire day to get this thing done. But every time I came to a new rotten board, my instinct was to go, nah, let's just cover up the rot. Let's throw a few boards on top of it and go on down the road. Thinking that, man, I'm so tired of going further in the plan not working, because now that I see one of the side pieces is rotted out, I have to take a bunch of stuff off to be able to get to it. Then I have to build it. I have to cut the thing and find it, fit it, because everything, it's harder to fit stuff back together than it is to build something brand new. Brand new, the measurement's all clean. You slap it all together. It screws together right and everything's perfect. But putting it back together where you have to take stuff off to put stuff on is just really a pain in the butt. But that's really the way life works. You have to take, 2 steps back to take 5 steps forward, right? You say, well, I'm going to go buy some real estate. Well, I need some money. Well, where do I get the money? Well, I got to go get it out of my 401k or my IRA, or I've got to get, I've got debt equity in my house. I have to go do that. And so you've got to do that. And I'm telling you what happens. As I worked on this bridge, I was going through the same thing you guys go through when we work on trying to get you retired. And that is, I didn't want to take the next step. I didn't want to drill down even further. But I knew that the future of this bridge, which would probably be used for another 10 years before I'd want to repair it again, I could screw it back together and let the painters paint it and not fix the major rotted rails. And someday those rails were going to break. And lo and behold, that you would hate to think that it broke while somebody was on it. I fell through a bridge once and actually broke my leg. And so I remembered that. I go, man, I don't want to go through that again. Somebody else get hurt or something and sue me. So let's take it all the way down and do it. Well, the same thing is true with this, is that you come in here and you learn how to do this stuff and you've got to rearrange your life and it's no fun. You got a little plan. Well, I'll just go, do a little bit here, buy a rent house or two. And then you figure out maybe you need a little apartment complex. Maybe you need 10 houses. And it just happens that way. Life is not simple. You have to take steps forward, steps backwards. Sometimes you have to sidestep stuff. Just go around it. It's a problem. And that's why people don't succeed. They go, man, this is too much trouble. And they just give up. Now, because I did this work yesterday, I got painters out there painting this bridge. And it's great. But it just drove me crazy yesterday, because every time I thought I just had a little short project, it turned into a gigantic project. That's the way life is. But on the other end of that, to have everything in my house renewed again, all the bridges, all the trellises, everything redone. I had a light out. I thought I had a light out in the pool. The light was under the bridge. It had been out for years. And until I took the bridge apart, I said, I'm not going to get underneath there and fix that light. And I can't ask somebody else to climb under there and fix that light. I got to get the bridge out. And so when I knew I had to take the bridge apart, now we could fix the light. So I called the guys out and go, hey, I need you to fix this light, the pool guys. Underneath this bridge while I've got it apart. It's an emergency and I need it done right away because. So the guys come out and they go, by the way, do you know that you got like 6 lights out? I go, 6 lights? Are you kidding me? And I never even realized it. Because when you turn the lights on at night, they're so bright that the pool, it shines the pool and makes it look lit up. I didn't realize it could be lit up 5 times better. There was a bunch of lights out. So they go like, yeah, and we don't even know why these things won't work. So what we'll have to do is replace them one at a time and see if that fixes the other lights. In other words, is it a circuitry problem or is it a light bulb problem? So they've been out here for 3 days replacing light bulbs. 2 of them were circuitry problems and the rest of them were light bulb problems. But there you go. I called them for 1 light bulb under the bridge because I had the bridge taken apart, and that's the way life is. You call them in to look at your car because you got a flat tire. They look at the flat tire and they tell you, you need 4 tires. 1 tire will not make it, Mr. Walmsley. You need 4 tires. That's the way life is. And it just gets in your way. It messes with you. But to ever get to where you have all the money that you want, and I say want because money is one of those things that there's never enough of it. There's always more of it. You have to find the amount that you want that makes you happy, and then you have to be happy enough to say no, which is really almost as hard for people. Once you teach them how to make money, to stop making more money. Myself, I can't say I have. Every year I buy another piece of real estate or two and make more money. I just can't stop myself. I go, come on, man. We need one more this year, two more this year. And there's a reason for it, because as you make more money, you accumulate cash. And there's nothing to do with the cash except stick it in savings accounts. Nobody would stick it in the stock market and have it disappear one night like I did when I was a young kid. That didn't get to happen. I told myself then, I said, I can lose my own money. I don't need to go in the stock market and have somebody call me and say, hey, you know, your half a million dollars is now worth $100,000, or your $1 million is worth a quarter of a million. I like it. When I lost all my money, the joke was, you had a 401k, now it's a 201k instead of a 401k, because we lost about half of what we had in there. And you can afford to do that when you're a young kid. It makes you mad. But you can't afford to do it when you're 50, 60, or 70 years old. I'm 70 years old now, and I can't afford to lose half of what I have in the bank. It can't happen. So you have to figure out what to do with this cash. And so to get it leveraged up to where it's making you money and in something solid like an asset that doesn't go away, then you need to get out and get some more real estate. Interesting point. Never had a rent house run away. Never had an apartment complex run away. Never lost one. Couldn't find it. No one ever called me and said, Del, I don't know what to tell you, but your apartment's gone. Never happened. I've had them have a fire, and the insurance company goes, no problem. We're going to pay to put it back the way it was. But real estate makes you money in five different ways. You're getting cash flow from the property. You're paying down a mortgage. So that rent house you bought today, 30 years from now, is paid off completely. And, you know, when you bought it for $200,000, it'd be worth $500,000 by then. You know, it happens all the time. See people do that. I remember so many people out of California years ago bought houses. Believe it or not, you could buy one back then for $100,000, $150,000. Now those houses are worth $500,000 to $1 million a piece. People go, this is the best investment I ever made in my whole life. Well, then why didn't you make 10 of them? Well, because I only needed to live in one. Well, you should have bought nine more to turn into rental properties, et cetera, et cetera. So you got appreciation. You got tax relief. The Donald Trump tax plan allows you to depreciate the income from this and not pay taxes, income taxes, or Social Security or Medicare taxes on the rental income. It's passive income, so you don't pay Social Security and Medicare at all, period, none. And if done correctly, you can use depreciation to get out of paying the income taxes. So you also have something called appreciation. And then you have something called depreciation. Appreciation is really what you guys call inflation. Everybody hates inflation, right? Except if you own assets. If you own assets, you want stuff to become worth more. You want there to be inflation, you know? Because my net worth could go from $1 million to $5 million because of inflation, right? Say, well, everything else costs more too, but you don't buy everything else. That's the point you don't understand. When you have leverage and you have massive amounts of assets, they're going up on a leveraged basis. You're living on a non-leveraged basis. When you go buy a hamburger, maybe the hamburger went from $5 to $10, but that $10 is nothing compared to your assets going from $1 million to $5 million. Not even close. Don't even think about it or worry about it. Inflation is good when you own assets. So these are all the things you can learn, how we do it. How do you do this stuff, Dale? I mean, everybody I know, you know, my mom, my cousin, my father, my grandfather, my attorney, my CPA, everybody I know has tried real estate once and failed at it. Said it was miserable, just way too much work. It's because you don't do it right. You have to come learn from us how to do it the correct way. If you do it the correct way, it is minimal as far as how much time and effort you have to put into it. It's definitely more passive than a job. If you have to work a couple hours a month to maintain your assets compared to working hundreds of hours a month to maintain the paycheck, it's definitely worth it in the long run. So I need you to get out here. I need you to get out. I want to meet you. Come to the Fireside Chat. That's a cool thing where you can ask me anything you want to ask me. You go, I'll catch him on this. I'll catch him with this question. Bring it. I love skeptics. The more skeptical you are, the better it is. The harder your questions, the more it allows people to see that this is real. When I can give you a real answer to something, then it makes a difference. It really does. If somebody didn't have the answers to those questions, then you'd have the right reason to walk away and say, see, I told you it was fake. In fact, I always tell you, bring your skeptical spouse. You know how there's always one excited, positive person in the family? You need to bring the skeptic with you. The skeptic asks better questions. Why do I like that? Better questions lead to more lead to better information to take action with. If you just only listen to the fluff, you're not really hearing how good this stuff is. You need to listen to the intense detail to understand how really neat this stuff is. I mean, you've got people making millions of dollars off investing in real estate, and then you have people will never make $1 million in their whole life, never save $1 million in their whole life. You could work the median, I think, 401k by the time you retire is probably something like $400,000. I think that's like half is above, half is below, something like that. By age 50, it's less. By age 40, it's a couple hundred thousand bucks. So there are people that have really nothing. No way you could retire. If something happened, if you got hurt, if you couldn't work anymore, you just got tired, you couldn't retire. You don't have enough money. You can't live off of $500,000, folks. If you're spending $100,000 a year, $500,000 lasts 5 years at best. So, all right, let's get here. Text that word EXPO to 88007. Come look for me, say hello, and tell me you listen to my radio show when you come up, and I may have an extra special gift for you. But until then, I'll see you this weekend at the Expo. Text Expo 88007. Have a great day. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.